We are in Daphne and Beis Amid Aleph. Let us just refresh our memory. The Mishnah and Daphne and Beis said as follows. Hamaylech Peirish Shviyas Mimokim Shekolu Lamokim Sheloi Kolu. A person took Peirish Shviyas Mimokim Shekolu in the place where he had come from. It was Kolu Lachayim in Asodet. Rashis V'chayobim B'nei Amokim Levara Min Abayis. It's a Chiyav Biyah. And he took them to Amokim Shaloi Kolu. They're eating their peiris. Hoy Mimokim Shaloi Kolu, Lamokim Shekolu, Chayiv Levaya. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, Seiv Avei Lecho Af Ato. Rabbi Yehuda says, they can say, or he can say, you could also bring, which is very unclear what Rabbi Yehuda holds. Let us again see the Tap Taisvis. The second Tosfos on Daf Nun Beis Amud Aleph, Mimokim Shekolu Lamokim Shaloi Kolu Chayiv Levaya. So if he came from a Mokim Shekolu Lamokim Shaloi Kolu Chayiv Levaya, Taimu Lari, V'loi Osa L'shanois Mipnei HaMachlikis Afilu Lekula. K'da Oma La'el Ein Boze Mipnei Shini HaMachlikis Dameima Omri Kame Batloni Ike Bishuke O'ilav Haytaime Hava osa l'shanois mipnei ha-machloikis. We had a machloikis abaye v'rove, and Taisus L'chayos asking the kasha according to Rove. Rove said that if a person went mimokim, that there were noyig e'isa malocha, and he went to a place that mokim did not noyig e'isa malocha, so the reason he has the chumris of the mokim she'yotza misham is because there won't be a machloikis by him not doing melacha. But if there'll be a machloikis by him not doing melacha, so then he's not mechuyev to hold the minik hamokim sheyotza misham. We explained yesterday, the Sfasema says, because the whole minik was only niskabel with a clause, that if this minik is only chal on those who live here, if it will not bring about machloikis. So bring about machloikis, the minig is not mechayiv anyone to be mechayim this minig, since it will bring about machloikis. So that is shitas rove. So rove holds that one is not mechuyiv to be mechayim the minig hamokim sheyotza misham, if even though it is a chumre, if by doing this it will create a machloikis. So Memela Sotaisvis asked, if he came from Amokim Shekolu, Lamokim Shaloi Kolu, they're eating these peiris, he wants to make mitzvahs beer, so that's absurd, that will make a machloikis. He shows them klor, he's not doing the way they do. So Memela, so why isn't he mutter to eat the peiris? Umiya Yeshloima imidaraisa chayv levaya mishum machloikis layave adivrei Torah. So now Tosfos has one tzad, that if he had taken peiris out of a mokim shekolu, so the chiyav beer is chal min haTorah. The chiyav beer was already chal when he took it out. So memele by going, so if it's a chiyav deraisa, machloikis will not be mavkiya the chiyav deraisa. That's one mahalach. He says, Otaisis is saying the chiyav beer, mimokim shekolu, is nothing to do with minhogim, mokim shenogu. This is a chiyav derais. Ba'oid oimari, now the Ri wants to say, the loishayach could be the chiyav beer is not minatayre. Perhaps we'll see later in Dafnun Beis Amid Beis, why not? It's not minatayre. Aye, so why shouldn't he be mekel in order to avoid machlaikis? So Taisu says, Lo Shaykh Machloikis El Bedavor Shetoli Begufa Odo. That means if this person has different anhogis than the Bnei Ha'ir, that makes Machloikis. They're doing Moloch Erev Pesach. He's not doing Moloch. No, so you're different than us. That'll make Machloikis. Avu Bepeiris Lo Shaykh Machloikis. Domrine Mimokim Shekolu Bo. You're eating your peiris, I'm not eating my peiris. So it's not pshat, I'm different than you. These peiris are different than your peiris. These peiris come from a mokim shekolu. Your peiris come from a mokim shaloikolu. So there is no difference between me and you. There's a difference. These are two different peiris. So memela pas pachlal nishkei machloikis. So therefore, he's not allowed to eat his peiris. This will not bring about machloikis. Zok de Gemara. Ki yaitze boi hamoylech peire shviyitz, velaslai le Rab Yehuda hodes na noisnin olof chumrei hamokim she yotzo misham, ve chumrei hamokim she holach lishom. Let us see Rashi. Velaslai le Rab Yehuda. De mashme, now Rashi is going to say on what case Rab Yehuda is going, and what Rab Yehuda is saying. The mashme sheyochol loymer ben mokim sheloy kolu leben mokim shekolu. The Mishnah says that if a person went from a mokim sheloy kolu, that's the second case in the Mishnah, mi mokim sheloy kolu le mokim shekolu chayim levayim. He's mechuyev to be mekayim the minig hamokim sheholach lesham. And Rabbi Yehuda said, no, he's not mechuyev to be mekayim the minik hamokim sheholach lesham. Sheyocha loyma loy, ben mokim sheloy kolu, le ben mokim shekolu. He'll tell him, say, vohavei lecho af ato mi mokim sheheveisi. Vetimtza shloy kolu shom lechaye, veachil ma'oison shetovit. That Rav Yehuda tainid that I'm bringing my peiris from a mokim sheloy kolu. I'm eating it in a mokim shekolu. So what do you say? This machloikis? I'm eating. They're not allowed to eat. By them it's lacha habir. So I'll tell them, you know, you can do what I'm doing also. Go to where I came from and bring peiris and bring the same type of peiris and you'll also be able to eat. Of Taisvis, that means you can be the same like me. You can have my kulis also. I'm not different than you. I'm eating peiris that came from a mokim sheloy kolu. You can also eat peiris that came from a mokim sheloy kolu. Go there. Say vavei lecho afatami mokim sheveisi. Vitimse sheloy kolu sham lechaye vechel me oisan shetomen. You can eat whatever I'm doing, you can do here also. But those that are yours, you're not allowed to eat. These grew in this mokim. So if they grew in this mokim, this is a mokim shekolu. So now you're not allowed to, so you have to be mevaya these, you have to be mevaya these peiris. Ubezeh mokim kolu. I brought mine from a mokim shaloi kolu. So there's no machloikis. So Mamela, the Gemara understood so far. So what is Rabbi Yehuda tining? Rabbi Yehuda is tining. Why should he be mechuyev not to eat his peiris b'mokim shekolu? Because they're not eating it. He's bringing peiris from a mokim shaloi kolu. He's bringing mutadike peiris. So why should he be also? The enka machloikis. Frek the Gemara. That's how the Gemara understood Pshat and Rabbi Yehuda. Frek the Gemara v'leslei l'Rabbi Yehuda da osa mishim chumrei mokaim shaholach l'shom v'afilu ein shom machloikis. Frek the Gemara. Is that the only reason you are not allowed to eat? Is the only reason because of machloikis? If he comes from a place that it's ein oisin, and he's going to a place that's oisin, the taimo, he's not allowed to do melocha. Lav mishumach loikisu, the reason he's not allowed to do melocha is not because there'll be a machloikis, he's coming to, he lived in Muncie. In Muncie they didn't do melocha erev Pesach. He goes to Spring Valley. In Spring Valley, they do Melocha Erev Pesach. So he comes to Spring Valley. So the Mishnah says he's not allowed to do malocha. Now, if he will do malocha, will there be machloikis? No, he's in Spring Valley. The people in Spring Valley won't be chaylik with him. They're all doing malocha. The people in Muncie don't know what he's doing. So why is he not allowed to do malocha in Spring Valley? There's no machloikis over here. Sal koch, there's another din. There's a din is mechuyev to be mekayim the minik amokim sheyotza misham. Without the inya machloikis. Is memele. So who was rinne lei mishum mechum rei mokim sheyotza misham. So memele, so the Gemara is asking, so who adin? He should be mechuyev to be mekayim the minik amokim sheholach lesham, even though there's no machloikis. That is the Gemara's kasha. He says, so the Gemara is medame. Chumrei mokaim sheholach lesham, like chumrei mokaim sheyotza misham. Just like chumrei mokaim sheyotza misham. He's mechuyev to be mekayim, even though there won't be any machloikis if he won't be mekayim it. So chumrei mokaim sheholach lesham also should be mechuyev to be mekayimet, even though there won't be any machlokes. Now, on this Gemara, on this Rashi, the Gedolei Achronim, the Chsam Sofer, the Sfas Emes, ask the Dvar Shmuel, they all ask a Moiradike Kasha. What is Pshat in the Gemara's Kasha? The Chumrei Mokim Sheyotza Misham, the reason he's Mechuyev, to be mekayimit, is poshet al tzedin av al tita ishtoiras imecho. That since he comes, just like we had before on Afnuna Mitbeis, the Bnei Baishan. The Bnei Baishan were people that in Baishan they didn't go Erev Shabbos, Mitzul et Sidoim, some emeile, even though, so the al tita ishtoiras imecho. The kiblo aleihem va'al zarom. That was this minig hamokim. There was a minig hamokim that was in this kabel for the anshei hamokim. So memele, if he lived in Muncie, in Muncie they don't do a malocha, and he comes to Spring Valley, but he's still mechuyev to be mekayim the Muncie dikim minhagim. So that is why he's not allowed to do malocha. But the chiyuv to be mekayim the minik hamokim shaholach l'sham. So Emerson, we learned yesterday that from the malah from the base, this was Emerson said, l'cheir that's a machlokes Abaye v'Rove. Abaye held that the whole reason you're mechuyev to be mekayim them in hogim is only als machlokes. That's Abaye said it's going on the ratio. Why am mechuyev to mekayim the minogei hamokim shaholach l'sham mishu machlokes? So if there's no machlokes, so memele, so why shouldn't I be able to have my kulis? So b'chal, what's the tzushtel holach l'sham in yotza misham? That's what they all ask. The El Chodosh and the Dvar Shmuel want to say, without going into complicated cheshbonis, they want to say that the minig hamokim sheholach l'sham depends on if he intends to stay there or if he intends to go back. If he intends to stay there, so then he's mechuyev to be mekayim these minhagim because he becomes a ben hamokim. If he intends to go back, then it depends on machloikis. So the Gemara understood that the Mishnah is also speaking about, or maybe only speaking about, that when he went to this mokim shekolu, he intends to remain there. So the intent, so that's the dinyan of the Gemara. So just like the minik hamokim sheyotza misham, he's mechuyev to be mekayimet because he was a ben hamokim, not al tzmachloikes. So since the Mishnah is speaking about that he intends to stay in the mokim sheholach lisham, so he becomes a ben hamokim. So he becomes a ben hamokim. So memele, the halachis of this mokim are applicable on him now. So memele, that's the Gemara's kasha. Yo machloikis, nish machloikis. Good, there won't be a machloikis. But al koponim, he's meshubit to be mekayim, these minegei hamokim. That is the Gemara's kasha. That's what the Chodosh and the Dvar Shmuel want to say. Ledavoini, I still don't understand what they're saying, because they're saying that if he intends to stay in that mokim, he intends to remain in that mokim, so he becomes a ben oisei hamokim, and therefore he's mechuyev to be mekayim their minhagim. Here we're speaking about Peirush Shviyos. We're speaking about Peirush Shviyos that came from a mokim shaloi kolu. These Peirush Shviyos that came from a mokim shaloi kolu, he told them, you can go to my place, you can also eat the meal. This is not because, so we're speaking about different type of Peirush. It's not that they have a minik and he becomes a ben oisei mokim. They're not eating their peiris because their peiris grew in their mokim, and by them it's a mokim shekolu. His peiris they could also eat. V'ked, he told them, go to my place and bring it. So memele, what's tamazay pshat? V'ked, there's no mechayiv whatsoever of a mokim sheholach l'sham. He's coming with different peiris, which they themselves are permitted to eat those peiris. Machloikis is nishdo. And l'chayre, there's no mishabit of mokim shaholach l'sham, since he's coming with his own peiris. So it's weiter, nicht verständlich, what pshat in the Gemara's kashes. But al kolponim, the Gemara did not want to say that this is pshat in Rav Yehuda. For some reason, the Gemara held for a dover poshet, that if he came to a mokim shekolu peiris, so al the din of mokim sheholach l'sham is mechayiv to hold the minhoge amokim, and he is not permitted to eat his peiris also. That's what the Gemara holds. So we don't understand Rabbi Yehuda. Oma Rav Shishe Berei de Rav Idi. So Rav Shishi Berei de Rav Idi said, Milsa Achriti Koma Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda is not talking about the two cases we have in our Mishnah. In our Mishnah we have, if it was Yotza Mimokim Shekolo, or Holach Lemokim Shekolo, he has the Chumris of both Mekoimis. That's the case of our Mishnah. Rav Yehuda is speaking about a third case, like there's missing above in our Mishnah. Milsa achite koma Rabbi Yehuda, v'ochi koma. What is the third case? Oy mimokim sheloi kolu, lemokim sheloi kolu. He went from a mokim sheloi kolu. When he left his city, everyone was eating these peiris because it was loi kolu. It was loi kolu l'chayim in asod. He came lemokim sheloi kolu. He comes into a different city. It's also loi kolu. It's alz gevaldik. Everyone's eating these peiris. Now, when he's in the city, v'shama shekolu bimkoimai. Now he heard these peiris which grew bimkoimai, they are now kolu. Yeah. Chayiv levaya. So the Tanakama holds Chayiv Levaya. He's mechuyev to be mevaya this peiris and this mokim. Because now the mokim sheyotza misham became now a mokim shekolu. Rabbi Yehuda says he's not chayev levaya. Say v'havei lecho af ato. You can also bring meheichi da'aisinhu, from where I brought them. V'ho loikolu lehu. They were loikolu. Now we have to understand was tutzach do. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi azoy. Ochi garsinen. Milse achiti koma. The Mishnah is, Rabbi Yehuda is going on a different case. Oy mi mokim, what is the different case? Oy mi mokim sheloi kolu. Le mokim sheloi kolu. Vishoma shekolu bim koimo. Chayiv levaya, that's what the Tanakam holds. Rabbi Yehuda oyma. Say bavei lecho afato. Rabbi Yehuda says he can say you can also bring mehecha daisino from where I brought v'holoi kolu, and there were loy kolu. Milsa achite koma, Narash explains the gilsa. Milsa achite koma tanakam. The kshama shekolu bim koimon chayim levaya. Now he heard that it was kolu bim koimon. So Rashi va'af al gav the ein kan chumrei mokim sheyotza misham. So Rashi says there's no halacha of chumrei mokim sheyotza misham. Shebisho sheyotza adayin loyhoya noigim bem chumre. So Rashi says when he left they were not noiga chumre because when he left it was a mokim sheloy kolu. So Memele, he left, there was no din minik chal on him. Everyone was eating this meat. Bafal Pikein, the Tanakama holds Chayiv Levaya. Why does the Tanakama hold Chayiv Levaya? We'll put it on hold. We don't know yet why he holds Chayiv Levaya, but the Tanakama holds Chayiv Levaya. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer say, now, who is Rabbi Yehuda talking to? So, Rashi says, Rabbi Yehuda is talking to his mokim. He's talking, that means, that the Tanakhama says, listen, all the people on your mokim now stopped eating these peiris. Because now it's kolu. So Rabbi Yehuda says to Bnei Mekoimoi, Yochel Zeh Loimel Livnei Mekoimoi, Sheyotza Misham, Eini Mishane Mimin Hakhem. I'm not doing different than your minik. That means even though now, so we see Al Kaponim from this Rashi, the Bichas Avram is Medayik, that the Svar of the Tanakhama is that even though Bishas, when he left, it wasn't a Mokim Shen Noagu Shaloi Lechel, because then it was Leikolu. But now it became a Mokim Shekolu, so now he's Mishane from their Minik. That is the Svar of the Tanakhama. The Tanakhama says, was Geit Miron that the minig was chal before, he's still a ben amokim, and now he's meshubet to be mekayim the minig. So Rabbi Yehuda says, Eini mishane mimin hakchem. I'm not doing different than your minig. The ho, now, let us first say the Loshon of Rashi the way we have it. The ho hilachtim lemokim shaloi kolu. I brought it to amokim shaloi kolu. Vitzei v'havei lecho, go and bring misham from there, v'tuchal limtzei halbei, and you'll find a lot. Now, the way it seems to be saying in Rashi, the Ivrin Rashi lechoire is, what is he telling them? Vitzei v'havei, you should go and bring lecho misham from there, the two chalim, you can find a lot there. So weist ois von Rashi, that he could take their peiris, and they can eat it in their mokim. Now that zikha doesn't make sense. Because their amokim, they're called amokim that is not eating peiris anymore. Just like Rashi said before, if he would have left when it was kolu, so then there'd be chal on him a din of chumrei mokim sheyotza misham. That's Rashi says. Ein ka chumrei mokim sheyotza misham shebisho sheyotza dain lo inoigim bem chumre. Rashi says that the chumre is not chal on him because he left before. Aber weist ois von Rashi, what would be if he would have left when it was kolu there? And he comes to this city, then he's not allowed to eat it, als chumrei mokim sheyotza misham. So Agavuche, the Chazenish says, from this Rashi we see, that this is not like Rashi before, but that the Issa of Achilles Peirishviyas does not depend where it grew, the Issa of Achilles Peirishviyas is where it is eaten. As we say, it's from Rashi. Because Rashi says, if he would have left when it was kolu, and he came to a place where it was loikolu, so the reason he's not allowed to eat it, al chumrei mokim sheyotza misham, as he says from Rashi. Al kaponim, Rashi said before, if he left when it was kolu, he's not allowed to eat it someplace else either, al chumrei mokim sheyotza. So what is he telling them, bring from where I am now, and you'll be able to eat. How can they eat in their place? By them themselves, it's a mokim. It's a mokim shekolu. It's a mokim where they're not eating his peiris anymore. The whole kunz is because he's in a mokim shaloi kolu. They're in a mokim shekolu. Number one. Number two, how is Rashi miyashiv the loshon haGemara? The Gemara says, Tzei v'havei loch af ato, you should bring meheche de aisinu, where I brought from. He didn't bring from Yene Mokim, he brought from his Mokim. So what is he telling them to Rashi v'taitches that she should go to that Mokim and bring back? Eini mishanem imim hakrem, dohoilachtim lemokim shekolu, I brought them to Amokim Shekolu, Tzei V'Avei Lecho Misham, bring from there. So he's not bringing from where, he's not telling them to bring from where he brought, he's telling them to bring from where he brought it to, but not from where he brought it. Meheicha Da'isina means from where I brought it, not to where I brought it. Is Lulei de Mistafine, I would think, I was looking and looking, I couldn't find anyone say Pshat and Rashi, but I would think that there's a small grais in Rashi. And the hohilachtim mi mokim shaloi kolo. And let us not li mokim, no mi mokim shaloi kolo. Now let us see what Rashi is saying. Again. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, say, Yochel loimer ze livnei mekoimoi, he can tell the bnei mekoimoi sheyotza misham, I'm not doing different than you. The hohilachtim, I took them out. Mi mokim shaloi kolu. When I took them out from a mokim shaloi kolu. V'tzeiv avei lecho misham. If you do what I do, that means now lied by you is kolu. But, so you're doing different than what I'm doing. But if you would do what I did, you'd also be able to eat. Then was good the Loshon HaGemara. So he's telling them that you should bring where I brought from. I brought from a Mokim Shaloi Kolu. You're not eating now because you're now in a Mokim Shekolu. But I brought from a Mokim Shaloi Kolu. Bekitzer, the Gemara wanted to say that the Machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim is, if a person brought Peiris, Mi Mokim Shekolu, I'm sorry, Mimokim Shaloi Kolo, Lemokim Shaloi Kolo, Vishoma Shekolo Bim Kaimoi, that the Tanakama holds is Mechuyev Alts Minig now, Minig Mekaimoi Tibi Mevairis Peiris, and Rabbi Yehuda holds, he can tell them, you can do whatever I did, and he's not Mechuyev to be Mevairis Peiris. Frakte Gemore, Lememre the Rabbi Yehuda Lekule Koma. So the Gemara, so it comes out, Rabbi Yehuda is saying Gakula. That Rabbi Yehuda is Meikel, that he doesn't have to be Mevairis Peiris. Frek the Gemara, Va'omar Rabbi Lezloi, Omar Rabbi Yehuda, Ela Lechumre. We know Rabbi Yehuda was Machma, not Meikel. Ela Eper. So the Gemara says the case is the same, but the Mandi Omrim are different. The Tanakama holds, if he came from Amokim Shaloi Kolo. He brought the Peiris to Amokim Shaloi Kolo. And then, Shoma Shekolo Mimkaimai. So the Tanakama holds, Eine Chayiv Levaya. Since when he left was Amokim Shaloi Kolo, he's not Machayiv to be Mevaya. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Tzei V'Avei Lo Chafata, Mehecha Daisinu V'Kolo Lu. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi, Ela Eipach, Tois V'Zu Sheisafnu Ala Mishnah. We added on a new case in the Mishnah. So we just have to, this whole new case, we don't have it in our Mishnah. It's an addition to the Mishnah, which we figured out from the memory of Rabbi Yehuda. So in this Taisvus, the Machlokes is fakel. The Eima. Oy mi mokim shaloi kolu le mokim shaloi kolu. Visho ma she kolu bim koimon. So the Tanakam holds, Ein chayiv levayir, Dein kamishum chumrei mokim sheyotso misham, Shekshu hayitziyom, when he took them out, Adayin lo inesru. So memele, he says, I took it out from a mokim sheloi kolu. So memele, so you can't have any tainus on me. Rabbi Yehuda ima, Yesh kan zilzul mikoimoi, He's mezalzul in his mokim arishin. The Omrilei, because they're going to tell him, not he's telling them, they're telling him, B'nei Mekai Merishim, say, V'avei Lecha Me'echad Aysinu Mimokim She'veisem. Bring now Peiris from where you were taking them out. V'timtze Shekvar Kolu. That means we don't look back and say, when you were taking them out, they were like Kolu. These Peiris came from this Mokim, and this Mokim is now a makim shekolu, so therefore you're not allowed to eat these payas. That is the first mahalach in the Gemara to explain the machlekes of Yehuda and the Chacham. Abaya oma, la'oilam kediktoni. No, we're talking about the way we had first learned. La'oilam kediktoni. Not, there's no new bove. We're speaking about the two bovis which are mentioned in the Mishnah. But there's a diyek from these two bovis. V'hochi kama. The Mishnah says, Oy mi mokem sheloi kolu le mokem shekolu. So the Mishnah says, so the halacha is, you have to be machmel, because I took it le mokem shekolu. So by, what will be the din if I bring it back to the mokem sheloi kolu? From the Mishnah, then I'll be permitted to eat them. So that is the machloikis Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakam. La'olam kediktoni v'chi kama oy mi mokim sheloi kolu. He took out the peiris from a mokim sheloi kolu le mokim shekolu. In that case, the Mishnah says it's also behechzir on lim kaima. So Beistachis, what if he brought it back le mokim sheloi kolu v'adayin le kolu einichayiv levayim? He's not chayv to be mevayad asot atana kama holds. What's wrong? The mokim shaholach misham is loikolu. The mokim shayotza misham is loikolu. The mokim, the eventual mokim shaholach lisham is also loikolu. So he's allowed to eat the peiris. Rabbi Yehuda ima. Say the havei lecha afata mehechad aysinu v'kolu lehu. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, but you made a stop in Amokim Shekolu. Bring other peiris from there. So what will be? If you'd bring other peiris from there, the halacha would be that you're not allowed to eat those peiris. Because those peiris came from Amokim Shekolu. So Mamela, since your peiris were also there, so your peiris get a din of also of Amokim Shekolu, and you're not permitted to eat them in your mokim arishin, which is a mokim shaloi kol. That's how Abaye said pshat in Rav Yehuda. Maskif lo Rav Ashi le Rav Yehuda, le Rav Yehuda, so Rav Ashi yes takashe, according to Rav Yehuda, if there is such a sfore, otu agabo de chamre koltinu, he says, what kind of sfore is this? The peiris grew in a mokim shaloi kol. The peiris are being eaten in a mokim shaloi kolu. Now what happened? Be'emtza zman, these peiris passed through a mokim shekolu. So does this mokim that they passed through shaf dinim on the peiris that has a din of a mokim shekolu? It doesn't make sense. That is, Amelu Rav Ashi does not like a bias pshat. Let us see Rashi. Loilam kediktoni. The loyairi masnisim b'meivi mimkoimoy lemokim ashovoloi. The Mishnah isn't speaking about the way you said before. There's a third bova mimokim shaloi kolu mokim shaloi kolu. Now the Mishnah is speaking about the two cases that we have. Mimokim shakolu lemokim shaloi kolu mokim shaloi kolu mokim shakolu. El mokim shayne shovoloi. The Mishnah is speaking about that was brought to a different mokim than where it came from. Vachi kama masnisen hamoylech peirishvius mi mokim shekolu le mokim shaloi kolu. He brought peirishvius mokim shekolu mokim shaloi kolu. San ischayim atzchum mi mokim sheyotza misha. Oy mi mokim shaloi kolu le mi mokim shekolu chayv lebay. Herzir on limkoimam, but what will the loche be if he will bring them back limkoimam? Padayin loikolu, and as yet they're not kolu. Einei chayiv levayah, that's what the Tanakam holds. Rabbi Yehuda machmer domrin alei. We tell them, tsei vaveilo chafata mehechadai sinun hashta, bring now other peiris from where you brought these. For kolulu, you can't bring peiris because they're kolu.
So Ravashi asked, what kind of a pshat is this? Gabo de chamro koltinu? Gabo shel chamoyo. The back of the chamoyo shechnisan lesoich oisei mokim. Ha chamoyo. Chamoyo brought in these peiris into that mokim. Kolton. So it was koilet on the back of the chamoyo bechumrei oisei mokim. Shlo yuchal achzir anoy. Olay godlu sham. They never grew there. He's not eating them there. So how could dinim be chal on those peiris tamazoi because he passed by that mok? Zok toisvis abaya oma lo oilam kedektoni le dvorov ein chosa klumina mishne drabiuda de yuke de masnis and koi. Don't have to add any words. That's the diuk of the mishne. Mishnah weiss this, mimokim shaloikolo, lomokim shekolo, you're not allowed to eat. But if he brought it back to the mokim shaloikolo, you're allowed to eat. Elo omar Ravashi. Now Ravashi is going to say a different pshat in the machloikis between Rav Yehuda and the Chachomim. Now, first of all, we'll see how Vidos licked in Unza Mishnah. That we'll see later. So Ravashi is going to be medama our Mishnah to a Mishnah in Shvius. So first we have to figure out what it says in the Mishnah in Shvius, then we'll come back to our Mishnah. El Elam Ravashi beplukte dahani tanoi. There's a three-way machloikis. Hakoivesh shloisha kvoshim bechovis achas. A person had a barrel. And he had three different yerokes that he pickled in this barrel. Now, this was bizman ashvius. Rabbi Lezer oimer oichlin al horishain. Rabbi Yeshua oimer af al haachrain. Rabbi Gamliel oimer kol shekola mine min asoda yevaya mine min achoves. Aloche kidbo. Now let us see Rashi. Hakoivesh shloisha kvoshim. Shloisha mine yerek bechovis acha shol choymet oy shol tzir. He had a barrel full of vinegar or brine. Kedei leiskayim. He wanted to preserve these yerokes, so he put these three yerokes in a barrel. Oichlen mishloshton. He's permitted to eat from all three. Al horishain, he's permitted to eat al smach horishain and the smach of the rishon hamemayer liyos kolo lechaya min asod. That means he can eat. That means we have our three minim over here, and we have the one min which will be kolo lechaya min asod the first. There's a second min that's kolo min achaya in a later zman. There's a third mean that's kolam in a chaya and a goleder zman. We have here three zmanim. Let us just, for practical purposes, say that the first man is cheshvin, the second man is kislev, the third man is tavis. So we have here three yerokis, which the zman abio will be 1 month after the other. So Rabbi Lezer says, Oichlon, you're allowed to eat from all three yerokes, al harishin. Al smach harishin amemayel liyes kola lechaya min asod. You can eat till the first one becomes kola lechaya min asod. The mishah sheyichla echad meya min asod, but the minute it becomes cheshvin, and reish chaydish cheshvin, that mean is kola lechaya min asod, Shloshton asurim. You are not permitted to eat any of these yerokes now. The kivshayu mashvulohu kechad. That since you were kivish three minim together, so they all have a halacha of one min lechumre, so it's like this min was kolo lechayim min asod. You can't say, well, there's onions and there's cabbage and there's a third thing. The third thing is kolo lechayim, but the onions I could eat, the cabbage I could eat. No. You made one concoction of kvisha, so it's considered like one entity, and they all have the shem lechumre of the first mean that becomes kol lechayim min asod. The first mean kol lechayim min asod, so finish, not allowed to eat anything. That's the Chumrah of Rabbi Elazar. Well, that's a Chumrah. That we can understand a little bit. Rabbi Yeshua says, Afal ha'achoin, no, you're permitted to eat till the last mean becomes kol olachayim in asodim. Al smach min hakol ha'achoin, and the smach of the last mean, you're allowed to eat till the last mean will become kol olachayim in asodim. That means, even though the first two meanim are kol olachayim in asodim, you have their onions and you have their cabbage, and that's kol olachayim in asodim. But you have their peppers also. You have their third mean. The peppers are as yet not kol olachayim in asodim. So you're allowed to eat the peppers and the onions and the cabbage. You're allowed to eat all three meanim. Because one of these three meanim is a dying loy kol. Af ala achayin al smach min hakol achayin. You're allowed to eat all of them. V'oichom ishloshtom. Af al pi shemin ashnayim kol olachayim kvar. The first two are kol olachayim, but there's one mean that's not kol. She can eat everything already. This mean is a matir. She can eat the other two also. So Rashi, v'tane de masnis, and then we have Rabbi Gamliel. He says, we have two extremes in the Mishnah and Rabbi Gamliel. The Tana Kama was very much mach, but the Tana Kama says as long as one mean becomes kol, it not eat anything. Rav Yehuda was the big maker. Rav Yeshua was the big maker. Rav Yeshua says, as long as there's one mean that is not kol, you're allowed to eat everything. And Rav Gamliel was consistent. Rav Gamliel said, Elzach Tzu. If you look each one, you look if it's kol. If the onions are kol, so don't eat the onions. You can eat the cabbage and the peppers, but the onions don't eat. So Rashi, now Rashi is going to explain how this machloikis is merum is in our Mishnah. The Gemara is going to say that that's the machloikus that Tana Kama Rabbi Yehuda. So it says, Rashi, V'tana de masnisen Rabbi Yehuda boho pligi. The Tana Kama is over law ki Rabbi Yeshua de Meiko. The Tana Kama holds like Rabbi Yeshua de Meiko. Where do you see this? V'hochem ishtame le milse. The Tana Kama said, mi mokaim she loy kolu. Le mokaim she kolu. It's also Lamakim shekolo means shekolo kula, that everything is kolo. Then chayim lebal. Avol kolo miktoson, oichalach mimina kolo. Kolo means kolo legamri. But if it's not kolo legamri, you're allowed to eat everything. Rabbi Yeshua, the oichal nafala achay. Rabbi Yehuda oimer, tseva veiloch af ato meyoise amin minasode. Rabbi Yehuda says, you tell him, if you want to eat it, first see if it's kolo or not. Zeiv aveilo chafata moise min men asoda, vareilo isim se bisoda, but also ke Rabban Gamliel. So Eistis, Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabban Gamliel, that you're only permitted to eat the minim which are adayim loy kolu, and the Tanakhama holds like Rabbi Yeshua that you're allowed to eat everything if it was loy kolu kulam. Let us see Taisvis. Hakoivesh shloisha kvoshim, zogt Rashi, zogt Taisvis, kagoin lefes, ubotzel, fekafle. Three meaning. She'ein biyuron shove, this man biyur is not shove, each one has different zmanim. Rabbi Elezer oimer oichlin al horishin. You're only allowed to eat till the first mean becomes, kolominasode. The minute the first mean becomes kolamina soda, shetaimoy oisa kulam. So it's nice and tam. You pickle three meanim together. So you have here one mean, which is already also teat. You have to be mavairit. You're not allowed to eat it. You have to be mavairit. So memele. And so if he's not mavairit, so it asks all the other meanim. Shetamoy oise kulam. V'loi choshev kim mevua. The tam is not considered mevua. That means there could be a svara to say, let's just now, for practical purposes, we'll see later on Daphne Beis on the Beis, the shita is what bir shviyas is, exactly what one does. But al kaponim, this is a dover hamuskim, that if a person is not, let us say, beer for the present time. Beer is, he takes the peiris, he goes outside, and he's mafkir the peiris for everyone. That is beer. And then he's mafkir, kol dichvin, kol ditzre, whoever wants to come should come, and then there's not too many people coming. Well, he did his, he was mekayim mitzvah's beer, he takes it back into the house, and he starts eating again. He was mekayim mitzvah's beer, he was mevayiris chom. That is one mahalach. The place is installed like that. But he's permitted to eat the peiris after he was mevayah, after he made the ceremony, and it was his mazel that no one came and chapped it away, so mevayah is allowed to eat it. If someone, if the people come and take it, so they eat it. Or everyone eats it. Whoever will chap will be able to eat these peiris. But what happens if he didn't do the shpilachol? He didn't do this narshpil, he didn't do this mitzvah of beer. So he's garnished. He has his barrel and he's eating his barrel. So that aliba de kulalma, it's also to eat. If you weren't mevaya, if you weren't mevaya the peiris, you're not allowed to eat it. Ramban barrel, which no one was mevaya anything. That means this barrel, we have three minim. We have our onions and cabbage and peppers. And all of a sudden, the onions became kol lechayim min asada. He didn't take them out. If it would be mekayim mitzvah's beer, he should take them out and then be mevayah them. He didn't take them out. So according to Rabbi Lezer, so these onions you're not allowed to eat. I mean, you weren't mevayah the onions. So kolzman you're not mevayah the onions, and I'll take them. That's Rabbi Lezer said. Rabbi Lezer said noch weiter. Rabbi Lezer says, you know, the cabbage also not allowed to eat. Why? Because the cabbage has the tam of the onions, and the onions were not mevur, so memela, you're not allowed to eat the cabbage either. That was Rabbi Lezer's fault. Shetaymoi oisa kulam, v'loi choshev ki mevur. Now, there'd be a svara to say, and we'll see later in the Hemshech of Tosfos, that could be the tam is considered like mevur. What does that mean, the tam is like mevur? It means like this. It means that the Taifla wants to explain, beer is a mitzvah. So whatever I'm chuyif to be mevayah, if I'm not mevayah, so I'm not allowed to eat it. But the tam, there's no mitzvah to be mevayah tam. The tam is not a ben, it's just a tam. So, legabi the tam, since there's no mitzvah to be mevayah, it's just like it was mevur already. I mean, it's, we're achah ha-mais already. There's no mitzvah's beer on this. So, memele, there'd be a svore to say, lulei divrei Rabbi Lezer, what's wrong in eating the cabbage? The onions, memele. But the cabbage is like kol lechayim min asada. Now what, there has a tam of onion. The tam, there's no mitzvah's beer on it. So if there's no mitzvah's beer on the tam, so there's nothing wrong with the tam, it's kimavur, so you should be allowed to eat the tam of the onions. Rabbi Lezer held it to say. Rabbi Lezer doesn't hold of the shtik teire, there's no beer on the onions, so memela, the tam of the onions are also awesome. That's the svar of Rabbi Lezer. Shetayim oy oysa, kulam v'loy choshev kimavur, the tam of the onions are not called mevur. So Rabbi Lezer, we understand. But how can we understand Rabbi Yeshua? Rabbi Yeshua is the chapella. Eich muter guf oisam shekolo. Rabbi Yeshua says, Amoyim de kechidish. The onions are kolo lachayim in asoda. The cabbage is kolo lachayim in asoda. So Rabbi Yeshua, but the peppers aren't kolo lachayim in asoda. So what? So since the peppers are like kol, I'm allowed to eat the onions and the cabbage. Right? The Taisvus, Shaymu Shemayim, what kind of a sfor is there over here? He's eating peiris which need beer and want mevur. What's pshat Rabbi Yeshua? V'oimer Rabbeinu Tam. So Rabbeinu Tam said, "The betoyres koyinim beparshes bahar Sinai pligi bikroy." So the Rabbeinu Tam says to the Ri as follows: if it would be a machlokes in svore, so you're 100% right. So the Rabbi Yeshua doesn't have any svore whatsoever. I mean, what enables you, what permits you to eat the onions and the cabbage if it's tzorich beer, it's called lechaim in asoda. He says it's a gzeres hakosu. The sanya, we learned in Teiros Koinim as follows. Min hasoda toichlu es tvu oso.
you're permitted to eat the tvua min hasode. That means whatever's tutach in the sode permits you to eat the tvua. Kol man shato oichu min hasode, if it's possible to eat from the sode, ato oichu min habayis. Mikan omru chachomim, so it says in Teres Koinim, hakoi veishloi shekvoshim bechovis. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Lezer says, he learns that from this posuk, min hasode, means as follows, kivin shekola echod min hasode, so if it was kola echod min hasode, yevaira kol min habayis, vahainu oichlin ala rishin de bishmaiten, that's what the posuk says. The posuk is telling us, Israel, the only way you're permitted to eat is min hasode, so if one of the minim is kola min hasode, you're not allowed to eat anything. Vim toime, faktach toisvis, rabeleza lishte krominei, tenav kelon mi bohem techo. Why do you need a special posuk min hasode? Rabeleza is doch poshet. Rabeleza, if one of the minim is osa, and it's nice and tam and the other minim, so versteht sich the other minim are osa, so why do you need a new posuk min hasode? V'yesh loime emfa toisvis de sova rabeleza, di lav haikro, if it would, I wouldn't have this posuk, Hava amine da oisei hamin davke yevair v'lo yoisei. Without a posik, the svara chitzaynish, you just have to get rid of the onions. Af al pi shetam ha'isra me'urebe. Even though the cabbage is also a tam of onions, v'lo idomi isra de bir l'shar isurim, because the isra of bir is not toime l'shar isurim, da shori la'aniyim, because aniyim are permitted to eat after the beer, v'havamina d'nechshevei kemevua kivin she'en kan elata. The lotion of Taisvis is shver, the title of Muchitzich, the mahalach of Taisvis is, the title says, lulei divrei at Taisvis, he would say, l'cheire, we mentioned before, that the svar is as follows. This is not macholos asuris. Pshat is, there's a mitzvah of beer, and if you weren't mekayim your mitzvah, so memele, so you're not allowed to eat it. But the diyun is chal, and what there is a mitzvah. So memele, the onions is a mitzvah of beer, you're not allowed to eat the onions. But the cabbages, there's no mitzvah of beer, because there's only a tam. So I would think it is considered like it's mevur already, because there's no mitzvahs beer on the top. So therefore you need a posik minasode, that the posik is telling us that in order to be able to eat the three kvoshim, all three have to be minasode. And if one of the minim is called a minasode, so all three are also. So it's telling us that I don't say the svore that the tam is choshev kimavur. No, I say the tam of a min that's kolam min asode asels the other minim. Rabbi Yeshua Sova, the vadaya tam choshev kimavur. He says, no, the pasuk isn't telling me that the tam asels, because the tam is already mevur, and the tam there's no mitzvah's beer. So the tam would not asel. So what is the pasuk telling? What is to tell me that the onions are also, I don't need a posik. To tell me that the cabbage is also, there can't be such a posik, because the cabbage is ichanar also, since there's no mitzvah's beer on the tam of the onion that's in the cabbage. So what is the posik telling me? So the posik is coming to tell me that which I would not have known without it. The posik is telling me that you're allowed to eat the onions. Since the onions have a taste of peppers, you're allowed to eat the onions also. The peppers are mater, the onions. We state this in Pasuk. I mean, I saw the mashmalay, mindovo. You're allowed to eat from anything, shemiktsas hatam mimenu basode. That means you're allowed to eat anything that has a kaponim, a partial tam of something which is still in the sodah.
Teichlu afa isar she'imoi. So that means that according to Rabbi Yeshua, according to Rabbi Yeshua, loikolu minasode is a matir afilu on the meaning that arkolu. If you can still be malgish a tam of loikolu, a tam of the loikolu de kemin, in the kolu de kemin, so it is matir that mean. Minasode, that's the chiddush, that any, even a tam of minasode is also matir a kolu de kemin. Gamliel Sovar, Mamosh Shokolech, Vecha Shekolo Minasoda Os, Avotamu Kimibu. The Poshin Ram Gamliel doesn't darshan any posik. He doesn't darshan the posik. So Mamela, he goes to Svorach Itzaina. That's how the Rabbi Natam learned Pshat. Rishon means the first mean that was Kolo, Achim means the last mean that was Kolo. Ram Gamliel says you look at each mean Bazunda. ובמגילה סתורים דרבנו ניסן פירש. במגילה סתורים שתהית, a different shot. Not רישן is the first שקולו. The רישן היינו שניתן רישן בקובוש. רישן is the first one that was put into the כבישה. ואחרין, what does אחרין mean? שניתן אחרין בקובוש. והוכי אמרינם בירשאון. Matam de Rabbi Eliezer. So Rabbi Eliezer holds that if the first one that was put into the Kavisha became Kolo, so all three are also. Matam de Rabbi Eliezer Horishin Naisin Tam Ba'achem. The first mean that's put into the Kavisha is Naisin Tam and all of them. Hilkachin Kolo Minasoda Oishishe Kovash Rishin Oisara Kail, because they all have, they all were Koilit the Tam of the Rishin that was Nitin Bekvisha. Avol ha'achrayim, but the last one that was put into the kvisha, ain't nois in tam barishin. It is not nois in tam barishin. Therefore, v'im kolo min ha'achrayim min asode, ain't oiser oisam shenich nichbishu koida. So, fakert Rabbi Eliezer is not such a big machmer. Rabbi Eliezer just said fakert. Rabbi Eliezer said. The first mean that was put in is nice and tam and all of them. So memele, so therefore, if the first mean was kolamina soda, all of them are also. If the last mean was kolamina soda, so you'll have to eat the other two because it's not nice and tam. The tam the Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua says achrein. He holds achrein nice and tam berishin perish afa achrein. He says, no, all of them are nois and tam. It doesn't matter which one came first. They're all nois and tam. It's very difficult to understand what the machlokes is. If only the first that's put into kavish is nois and tam, or the last is also nois and tam. Because it's a machlokes in mitzias, or maybe it's not such a strong nois and tam, and therefore, you don't need a child to be reckon with this nice and tam. Basically, because of Rabbi Yeshua, the miyatz of Rabbi Yeshua, the all around machmer, miyatz shekola, punkt verkehrt, wait, ben etamle, the miyatz shekola echad min aminim, as one of the minim became kola, ha'achen ha'yarishin ha'yamtsoy, kolin ha'surim, the nice and tam zeh bozeh, that each one is nice and tam, so memela, one becomes kola, everything becomes us. Rabbi Yehuda de mas nisin, Lechumre kebosei. So Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi Yeshua. That what? That. So Memela, whenever there's a mean that's kolo, that's Rabbi Yehuda's taina. Havei ato. Bring me from that mean. You can't bring from that mean. It's kolo. So everything is also because everything has the tam ha'isa of that mean. Yeah. Rabbi Yehuda kavasim ram gliel sova kede frish is da guf shekola osa vatam have kimebuel. And Ram Gamliel is the makel. He says that Ram Gamliel, fakert, he's the biggest makel. He holds beklal yidon cheshbon with nois and tam. He says whatever is kola, and that you're not allowed to eat. And whatever is not kola, you're allowed to eat. So that's mustama the chachamim of our Mishnah.
Ravina Oma. Ravina says another mahalach to explain the machlokes the Tanakama Rabbi Yehuda. The plukte dahani tanoi. The chaylik in the machlokes of tanoim. This not, we learned in a Mishnah. Oichlen betmorim at sheyichle ha'achrein shebetzoyim. One is permitted to eat tmorim at sheyichle ha'achrein shebetzoyim. To the last tamar shrein and tzoya will not have any tmorim on it. Let us see Rashi. Oichlen betmorim bechol eretz Yehuda. We'll learn later on dafnun beis amet beis sholeis arotzeis lebiyo. And which means as follows, that the Eretz Yisrael was divided up, there was Eretz Yisrael, there was Yehuda, Golol, Nevi Hayardi. And we'll see on Omid Beis that each area had different halachas. That means that, the Gemara says a very interesting svara, you need kolo lechaye min hasode, then you're not allowed to eat the bayis. You have to be mevayah. So, there were different chayas. There were chayas in Golol, there were chayas in Yehuda, and there was chayas in Eva Yad. These chayas, am sich nicht gemischt. That means, the Golol dike chayas stuck to Golol. So, memele, as soon as the Golol dike chayas, so they would go from one end of Golol to the other. They'll stick to Golol. As soon as there's nothing left for them, they surrender already. So Kola, they have nothing what to eat anymore. So therefore, in Golo, kumtazman birshain. The chayas in Golo applied now for food stamps. They couldn't find anything in Golo. In Yehuda, those chayas had there was a lot of payers yet in Yehuda. So in Yehuda, you're allowed to eat, you're allowed to keep it in the house, because it's like kolol l'chai, in Yehuda there's plenty of food, but in the golol it's kolol l'chai. So my mail it says like this, oichlem betmorim b'chol eretz Yehuda, you're allowed to eat tmorim, ad sheyichle dekel ha'achrin shebetzoyo. Tzoyo was a place where there was a multitude of the kolom. Shehi ira tmorim, that's ira tmorim. Usnal lekamon, so my mail is, so kol's man, there are still the kolim, there's still tamarim on the last dekel in Tzoya, everyone can chaparai. The chai still have what to eat. As soon as the last dekel became bare, then the siren style came out, you have to be mabaya the chomet. So Rashi says as follows. Achicha dekel achin shebetzoya, sheira tamarim. Usnan lekamon, sholosh arotzeis labir, sheim b'nei Yehuda oichlin, Mishekolu v'chol eretz Yehuda. They're not permitted to eat as soon as it's kolu kol eretz Yehuda. V'haf al pish like kolu b'golu. Even though golu is still avol oichlin hang v'haf al pish like kolu b'golu. Avol, but that's nothing. Avol oichlin hang b'Yehuda v'afilu b'mokim shekolu ad sheich l'mokim achim shebechol eretz Yehuda. But in Yehuda alone, even Reiv Yehuda, there's no more tamarim. But if in Tzoya there's tamarim, because all the chayas went to Tzoya. So memela, there's still food for the chayas, because they're all going to Tzoya. Achich lemokim achin shebechol eretz Yehuda, lefi shechaya kshena moitzis kan, heileches lemokim achin, achayit kifin taneitze. If in this chalik of Yehuda there's no tamarim, we'll go to Tzoya. And if the chaya is not an otzel, the chaya will go all over Yehuda. So you're allowed to eat in whole Yehuda till the last dekel of tzoya becomes bare. Oichlin betmorim achich la'achin shebetzoya. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel oimer, oichlin al shal bein akipin, bein oichlin al shebein hashitzim. Zot Rashi, oichlin al shal bein akipin. Derech dekolim, liyois beikron koitzim soviv, on the bottom of the dekel there are thorns which stick out, v'haynu shitzin. I mean, a dekel atzmahin, this is part of the dekel. Ulamaylo, and when you go higher in the dekel, all in shaloy asuyim kesidron, kemin kapis tamarim. So then you have leaves and branches. Usharuach min nasheiv, when the wind blows, at tamarim noiflin, they fall. Now, but they get stuck. v'nish'arim ba'ois on kippin, some of them remain on the kippin, ulamato b'shitzin, and others remain on the shitzim, on the thorns. Bekama Rabbi Shimon said like this. Now we need that the chaya should be able to get it. The chos man shemitzuyin bekipin. So Rabbi Shimon said like this. If the chayas can go up to the kipim, oichlim yoishin shebebayis, because the chayas still have where to go. Aval ein oichlim in abayis al smachoyisin shebeshitzin l'vishayin achaya choylu litlon, mitnei hakoitzin. That's what Rav Shimon Gamliel holds, and the Tanakhama holds, that as long as there's any tamarim whatsoever, on the kolim, it's not called kolol chayim. At least not he kol. Tanakhama kolol le gamri af mi bein hashitzin chayiv levaya. Avol kolu min hakipim vadaim yesh b'shitzim ein chayiv levaya. That's what the Tanakhama holds. Rabbi Yudaim etzei vavelo chapatim imokim aroy litlon. Bring from where you can get to it, leitim. So you can't, the kaya can't get to it on the shitzin because the shitzin is thorny. Leitim tzeh, olachum ra'om ra'rab Yehuda.